Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium, a central source for health, consciousness, spirituality, and self-liberation. I'm Catherine Davis, and on today's program, we're going to have a wonderful, fascinating, and I believe very, very inspiring discussion about conscious awareness with Srinivas Arka. And he is a world-renowned philosopher, inspirational speaker, author, developer of human positive potential programs, and the founder of the Center for Conscious Awareness, CCA, registered for charities globally. He is known for his work serving communities around the world, highly regarded for his lectures, workshops, and books. His work has inspired people around the world to explore and develop their intuitive awareness, thus helping them to achieve a more balanced and fulfilling life for themselves and, where possible, helping those around them. I want to thank you so much for joining us today, Arka. It's very wonderful to speak with you.
Yes.
I'm very, very curious to explore your work for our listeners, because you are going to be here in New York City and you're offering an event on Friday, September 15th. Well, you may be doing many things, but the one I'm aware of is this wonderful event on Friday, September 15th at CRS, the Center for Remembering and Sharing. And we're going to give all the information for everyone to connect to that before we complete our talk. But I first want to let people learn a little bit more about what you're doing, your inspiration, and your work. And my understanding is that at the root of it is this inspiration for bringing about vision, conscious awareness. And I think actually, especially here in the U.S., we're living during times where people are going to need to be in touch with their higher self. So maybe you can start by telling us a little bit about who you are and the work you've done and that you're inspiring in the world already.
Yes, I was inquisitive keenly on these aspects of life. Such as, seeking a definition and a meaning of consciousness, life, heart, mind, and intellect and so on. I was looking for most satisfying definition and what it means to us, all these things. Connecting, what does it mean, how do you connect, with what are you going to connect, and also forces that we cannot see in nature, how to experience them, and what's our role with those forces in nature, but many more things in this aspect. Then it led me into deeper inquiry and practical experiments and reading ancient texts, and people recognized me, so it came out more from my comfortable place, and then reach out and share my insights, so people really found it more beneficial and transformational to them, and began traveling more and more over the last more than two decades already, and really people received it very well. So I'm quite inspired to see how they are inspired.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really beautiful. And when you were working and growing this inspiration for yourself, did you find that you came upon certain kinds of challenges? And I say this only to help people understand that sometimes there is a challenge or a journey or something that they might encounter as they are reaching for this process of having this conscious awareness. And I know that you do have a special meditation process. I want to speak about that in a few minutes. But I would love if you could bring a little understanding from what you may have encountered in your own journey.
Yes, a very good question. Yes, without obstacles, without hindrances, we cannot improve ourselves. We will not be stimulated to find right answers. So we should consider all that comes in our paths as impediments. Consider them there with some purpose, and we are not inviting obstacles in our path. So they are emerging. So we should acknowledge them with a positive attitude, and take that as some gesture from the universe individually, for us to become inspired and to become awakened more, and to raise up to the level to overcome such obstacle or pass through the obstacle. It's like a storm, isn't it? We have to go through certain and emerge more courageous and peaceful. And everything happens with some purpose. If we can understand that fundamentally, it's so beautiful. Everyone wants to be happy and progressive, but always, as you really pointed out, there are challenges, physical challenges, mental challenges, emotional challenges. And social, and it could be of any kind. So we have to treat them like our teachers coming to really remind us this time for us to step out of comfort zone, to expand, broaden our horizon of thinking, and see a little bit beyond. So really, that's way to look at things, not to expect paths to be always smooth and rosy. Even rose comes with thorns beneath. This is how it is. But it all depends upon how we deal with internally. It's problems are external, and sometimes within the body, of course, it's also still external, although it's in the body, because we are different than our own bodies. So we are the ones who deal with it. So it's fortunately we got that freedom to view from different points of view within ourselves, or to give us project our consciousness in a certain way, so we can really make some good experiments and really confirm what works for us individually, how it works. Really, it's really brilliant. And your subjective world, you can always make the world so beautiful, which can echo or effect, resound outside as well. So the body is simply a reflection of our own thoughts. If you want to change something, beginning from our bodies to external circumstances, we have to alter our way of thinking. And so it's consciousness, how you live with it, how you give certain treatment to the situations, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
That's very true. And I think what happens very often is that people have a tendency to look at the world around them and consider that to be, well, that's reality and I can't change that. And or they may look around themselves and feel that what's happening in the world around them has more power over themselves than their own conscious awareness. And I think sometimes people have a difficult time understanding how much power they do have, like you said, over themselves, over changing their lives, their own lives, and having an influence on the world around them as well. So can you tell us something about these first steps, because I think in some ways people have to begin and take that first step with perhaps a level of trust, or to at least allow for something new to come into their awareness so that they don't stay stuck in that place of being a, you know, dogmatic about reality. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear,
Yes. Yes, there are obstacles, there are challenges you can overcome. Certain challenges may be very, very powerful, but we have to remember one thing. It's mostly reflection of our own mind, the world mostly. So our mind is an exaggerate. Any problem, any issue, mind exaggerates. Even joy also exaggerated. So our mind is certain, enhances something that we come across. So because of that, we celebrate more, we can really become excited, we can enjoy drama, life. That's really. But come, exaggeration can cause anxiety in us. So in that situation, so we have to really be a little bit aware. Yes, a mind that might have exaggerated a little bit of the problem or issue or a challenge. So we have to stay calm, stay close with our breath, and be ourselves. It's one, first one. When you body, our mind, our intellect and senses, all feelings that we have, it feels unity within, absolute unity. So connected, I mean, harmony. So it all begins with our, you know, with our mind, breath, and feeling as well. So once it's achieved, then things will become a little different externally, because our perception is altered internally. So we give a different outlook to the challenge, to challenges. So once we start gaining confidence, yes, this can work, and we are the ones who are the solutions, who are the problems, then really so many things can happen. But we have to take one step at a time. People think too much about the future, then they become so nervous, and because there are so many challenges might emerge, that's the thing, which may be true, but we have to take one day at a time and really work through it properly. If we can live a qualitative life today, if we can really manage well in problems and challenges, if we can really experience unity within us, sometimes we can also unify ourselves with the situation outside, the challenging situations. Then we feel unity and connectedness, then the problem will be a bit less than what it appears to be. But no problem would ever arise that we cannot solve, because most problems are also created by us too. So we are the, you know, creators of the problems. We can also find solutions too. So the positive attitude, not blind positivity, but rational positivity, is we can really step forward and see what it is, and take one frame at a time, once, and deal with it gradually, and build up our confidence and structural positive consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to for you to speak a little bit about the organization that you have and the work that you're doing around the world. I want to ask you to try to speak up a little bit so that we can hear you a little bit better. So I know that you're teaching all around the world, and that you're teaching a special, I guess you would say, meditation technique. And I just want to remind people that you are doing an event here in New York City, Friday, September 15th, 7 to 9 p.m., at CRS, Center for Remembering and Sharing. And that is at 123 4th Avenue, number 2 between 12th and 13th Street. They are asking for people to register. So the information you can register is omshantibookshops@gmail.com, and that's AUMSHANTI bookshop@gmail.com, or you can call 212-260-2866. That's 212-260-2866 in order to register for the event coming up. And it's hosted by the Om Shanti Bookshop. So it is going to be a beautiful opportunity. And Srinivas Arka, also known as Yogi Arka, is a Sanskrit master, author, philosopher, and developer of human potential programs, such as the Intuitive Intelligence Program. And he is also founded the Registered Charities Center for Conscious Awareness, which is a global organization. And Arka will provide an introductory experience of Arka Dhyana, an intuitive meditation, and he will speak of the philosophy, method, and practice. You'll have an opportunity to ask questions. So this is really a good time for those of us who want to center and get connected to that intuition, to that unified self. And so I encourage all of you to inquire about that. And you could go to... Also, I suppose you could go to the website omshantibookshops.com, www.omshantibookshops.com. And also, you can find out more by going to, just in general, about all of this work to, srinivasarka.org, srinivasarka.org. And then you can find out more about this conversation, about the work that Srinivas Arka is doing in the world. So, but I want to give you an opportunity, Arka, to speak to us about the work that you're doing through your organization and a little bit more about the actual experience, the meditation that people will have on the 15th of September.
Yes. First of all, I really like the name of your radio station, Remembering and Sharing. It's one of really really remembering. We cannot be totally different than our past, and we cannot really live absolutely on our own without the help, assistance, and well wishes of others. So remembering all those really were connected with us, and whatever they have, good things they have done to us, and how we really reciprocated positively back. So those are the things. And sharing is, without sharing, we cannot expand our knowledge. We have to share and care, not just caring, sharing and caring. So sharing our resources to knowledge and love and our energy, everything really counts. So we have to gradually take one by one, adapting special qualities that will really help us expand our conscious awareness. So anyway, I named conscious awareness, means everything begins with our thoughts, with our mind, with our consciousness. So if we can really acknowledge the depth we have, if we really can embrace all that within ourselves resources, and then we'll become more attuned with nature outside and all that's there in the world. So it's raising conscious awareness about our presence in the world. So most of the time we do not really spend time for ourselves. We spend time with many things outside, spending time in a meditative way, and not just doing long hours of meditation. It's a qualitative meditation. And understanding the components of meditation, you know, mind and means rational mind, emotional heart, and intuitive faculty, and how senses we interact. We utilize senses as tools, and we are not the senses. And information comes through senses. And what's our position in the world, in this massive, beautiful, big universe? And what is the role we have to play? And what's the nature we have, unique nature? Definitely each individual is born with some unique treasure, nature and talent and skill and some innate knowledge, which would, if offered, recognized and offered to share with the world, that would really be a wonderful contribution for the development of human understanding, consciousness, and also you know, our relationship with nature. So we all have something really to offer, but never to undermine ourselves. So in the course of understanding, it's not only understanding like this, also practicing and finding results. So when I titled Center for Conscious Awareness, center is within us, not in the building. It's we are the center for feeling, center for thinking, center of our being. There is something at the core, so we have to keep in touch with the inner self. So how to do it is through meditation system called Arka Dhyana or intuitive meditation method. There are certain points in the body which outlines the whole presence of us. So through through unifying the three elements. Sound energy of our own, and also that's one element. Secondly, becoming more aware of our breath, the breath which communicates internally as well as externally. Breath, there's so much to really know. Element air, that's becoming conscious of our breath. And thirdly, it is touch. So I really said long time ago, touch would be really more. Most powerful sense in the world, and they would, we would explore more. And it happened. Touch phone, and we use touch everywhere, and even our expressions keep in touch. Like, although we don't touch physically, that touch means feeling sense of touch without being touched. So that's the touch. It becomes philosophical and spiritual that aspect of understanding. So anyway, so this is what the Dhyana method. It's called Dhyana in Sanskrit language. It is intuitive meditation in English. We can say so. And Arka Dhyana in Sanskrit. Arka means the sun planet. So sun represents our inner consciousness according to certain understanding. In philosophical texts.
Hmm. Okay. That sounds very beautiful. So you're saying that that the meditation people will, it involves Sanskrit, so that's like very ancient knowledge and a very ancient vibration. Can you just for a few minutes tell people what Sanskrit is in case they don't know?
Okay. Sanskrit is really quite ancient language, and even today you can see lots of similarities in other languages too, and there must be some connection beneath all the languages that we know in the world. Sanskrit has a unique facility that really you can say things tersely, concisely and significantly, and the sounds that are generated by individuals out of pronunciation in Sanskrit language, in Sanskrit, it's really quite vibrant, really It's, for instance, I would like to speak in Sanskrit. Aham samskrita bhashayam vaktum abhilashami. So, for instance, and even the sound energy is really, and certain organs within our body, when you say and speak in Sanskrit, really function optimally. So it's quite amazing language. So that's the reason most mantras are in Sanskrit language. And even today, although people don't speak much Sanskrit these days, even in eastern part of the world, so Sanskrit is the language of philosophy, metaphysics, and much more science.
Okay, that's really a good start. To give people a little bit of understanding that you're really speaking about something that's very, very deep, connected to ancient wisdom, but really you're speaking of connecting to that, well, for how I perceive of it, the vibration of creation, you know, and so maybe you can... you know, I think you might have explained this, but maybe go a little bit more, or maybe explain it in another way, of how we are as human beings connected to this beautiful divine creation, and you know that's part of the understanding of how we can connect to that awareness. That is, it's our awareness, but it's also a much deeper awareness. That we are aligning ourselves with. Can you speak to that for
yes,
a few minutes?
Yes, well said, really. Yes, life is very deep for those who really want to explore. Those who are not aware, they obviously they don't know. So it's really, we have it within us, all of us. We should know. Because it's there all the time beneath our surface mind, our known mind, which we identify ourselves with the brain always. But the consciousness is deeper, really quite deep, and we have so many cosmic components in our body. It's not just the body the way we understand. We have got consciousness that really affects. Body, matter, and life, everything, and we are at the center of everything. When we think, when we feel, we become deeper. Recognizing really is quite important. If we recognize our something, what happens, especially within us, maybe an insight or maybe some rare thought, really, or some. Experience, that spiritual experience that happens. We should be acknowledging those things. Many people don't acknowledge deeply. They just move along. So only by acknowledging or recognizing and impressing upon our consciousness all good things that happen during our meditational practices or in silence, then really we evolve and really become more blossomed. So in ourself. We have some deeper connection with nature, with the universe, with consciousness outside. But we are so busy in dealing with day-to-day problems. But if we can spend a little bit of time and really try to understand these things, really, they make so much sense to you. And though we are born with that innate knowledge, as I said earlier, and that starts opening up more and allowing ourselves to blossom. Blossom means living life to the fullest and establishing our contact with the consciousness outside from us. So it's internal work. One has to learn and experience, and does become evolved as I said, I use the word often, acknowledging more. It's really, it can be so profound. So there is some meaningful role for us, for each of us to really play in the world, in the universe. And it's really, but we have to make our life as profound as possible. It's so much we can do, really, if we understand and constantly emanate, so like fountain in us, and a fountain of some inspiration and knowledge keep coming in. The more you tune, the more you get it, because it's so much is there, all kinds of knowledge. Before we invented television and radio aircraft and other things, and it was existing in nature, but we didn't know. But really, and great scientists and seekers, really, they found out that possibility. And now, look, the world has changed with our science and technology. Many more things to change, and positively and transformationally. So we need only way we could do, not only intellectually all the time, but we need to develop intuitive conscious awareness. That's where we make a difference. And yes, that's my. I do not want to make it too long on the radio. So I just thank you for asking such beautiful questions.
It's good because people are listening and they're interested in what you say, but sometimes, the mind kicks in and people don't always grasp the deeper meaning of things. So I wanted to explore that with you. Also, mm-hmm. I want to let people know, because it is true, that we do sometimes need this help, to speak with someone or to be in a meditation class, as you're going to be doing an event coming up. But I'm looking on your website, srinivarasarka.org, and that's srinivarasarka.org for people who want to check it out. And I see that you have there things that people can connect with. There, you have a thing on thoughts, events, but you also have books and music that you are offering to people as a way of making that connection. So I see that you have a novel here, Bright Moon. You have something, Arka Dhyana, on intuitive medicine, meditation, a book there. And then an intuitive intelligence program is there. You have a book, Becoming Inspired. So there's a lot for people to explore, adventures in self-discovery. I mean, there's so much here. It's amazing to me. So if I would like for you to tell people a little bit about the work that you have, because I'm sure that when they come to see you on the 15th, they might have an opportunity to get some of this material, the books or the music. So I wanted for you to let them know some of the things that you're doing in that way.
Yes, I know. Those books, actually, I didn't write them in a serious manner, but those were the transcriptions compiled based on the lectures given in many parts of the world during my travels. So that really became a book or books.
I see. So it's like a transcript of events or things that you've done.
Transcript of the talks, exactly.
I see. Well, that's still can be very helpful for people, I think. I guess people can go to the website and see if it's something there that they want to take a look at. That would be very worthwhile. And so just to remind people that you actually are going to be here, and so they'll have an opportunity to meet you and to learn about the meditation technique and, you know, they'll be able to explore, I suppose, their own questions and see how they can have that experience of the Arca Dhyana, the intuitive meditation.
Yes, yes, yes.
And yes. And this is going to be on Friday, September 15th, which is actually coming around pretty quickly. I think it's a week away.
I know.
From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it is at the Center for Remembering and Sharing, 123 Avenue number 2, between 12th and 13th Streets in New York City in Manhattan. They're asking that you RSVP by September 14th, and you can RSVP by calling the number 212-260-2866, and that number again is 212-260-2866, or you can go to the by email omshantibookshop@gmail.com. omshantibookshop@gmail.com. And you can always also learn more by going to the website, just to learn more about the whole, everything that's out there that you can engage with, and that srinivasarka.org, srinivasarka.org. I spell it because I don't always know the correct pronunciation. I want to make sure people know how to get to these, to get the information. So what would you like to share with our listeners to leave them with by way of information or insight?
Yes, information is, yes, we not to undermine our presence and our abilities. At the same time, not to exaggerate, just to go practically and see how we could really raise ourselves to another level, and also to tap into our intuition, which is very much ignored in modern times, because that's also an emotional faculty which can really useful living more profound, more profoundly, that intuition, intuitive conscious awareness. And the intellect requires information, letters, numbers, and experiences to process, whereas intuition works in a spiritual way. No numbers, no letters, no prior information, but still it can really it can really surprise us with some insights and with clear answers emerging, and clarity, attaining clarity and much more. It could be about our health or work or our in personal progress or spiritual development, or finding their objectives fulfilled in a positive way. Those sorts of things, we could do that. And some aim for self-realization, some even seek enlightenment. So it depends how far we want to go, how deep we recognize. And but so certainly there is much more to experience along with understanding. So experience also must be counted, taken into consideration in our quest, in our search for truth, and becoming more evolved.
Beautiful. And I just wanted also to let people know, I believe that this event is free. People get involved, and I suppose that's why they need the RSVP, so they can make sure that they can accommodate everybody that wants to come to the event on Friday, September 15th at 7 to 9 p.m. at the Center for Remembering and Sharing. And again, the call number for reservation is 212-260-2866. And it's the Shanti Bookshop at gmail.com. And so this is a beautiful gift, I think, that you're bringing to us here in New York City. So I thank you for coming and being willing to offer this gift to our communities here in New York City. I want to thank you so much for joining me today as well. And I'm hoping that we can talk again, because this is, as you say, very closely connected to the topic and inspiration for this radio program, which is called Heart of Mind Radio. So I just want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for the Progressive Radio, and thanks for you. You have raised beautiful questions, really, and in the morning, and really thanks for letting me share my thoughts.
Listening to Heart of Mind Radio, and I am Catherine Davis, and I just wanted to also make a connection with you, because these are very interesting times here in the world as well as in New York City, and you may have heard already here on over the PRN, about this vegetarian expo. And I wanted to also let you know and invite you to attend. I think it's going to be a beautiful event. It's the Vegetarian Vision, and it's a health and wellness expo, the 20th anniversary. And it's the biggest vegetarian convention in New York. And it's really going to be about little more than just vegetarianism. It's going to be about vegetarianism, food, and wellness. And it's September 9th and 10th, which is actually this weekend. So as you're hearing this, you will still have a little bit of time to come in and join us on Sunday. And so there's going to be a lot going on. Gary Noh will be there, as well as many other people. There'll be information on Ayurveda and Wigmore, crystal tones, Hippocrates Health Institute, Jonathan's Organics, Kai Fitness America, acupuncture and chiropractic, and all kinds of different wellness opportunities will be there. And so for those of you who are coming, you will also find me there on Sunday morning. So if you get an early start on Sunday at 10 a.m., I'll be doing one of those lectures. I think it's room 1D. And that'll just give us an opportunity to connect on so many of the issues that we speak about. I won't be speaking about vegetarianism because my focus is really energy. But it's to understand that energy is in everything. So the foods we eat have energy. The air we breathe has energy. The sun, the rain, the stars, our own bodies, our own being. We are living in a vibrational experience. And sometimes we forget that because we are so connected to the material world. We just live in a space where it looks like the world around us is entirely material. And so this is where I will be offering my perspective, is that even in choosing the foods that we eat, in choosing the vitamins that we might want to take, in choosing or understanding what's happening in our relationships, in understanding the environment of the spaces we work and live and play, that all of this has an impact. Because if you think of yourself as a vibrational field, and you could even, for a moment, liken that to water, a bowl of water, a glass of water. And then if you look at your glass of water and you with an eyedropper, put something into that water. It might be a juice. You might want to, you know, give it a little flavor. You might want to put a little tea into your water. Some people will put something that is maybe not so beneficial, mixing it with a drop of alcohol or mixing it with this or mixing it with that. So you can conceive of how that glass of water is going to be impacted by the substance that's being put into it, and that glass of water is going to be slightly transformed by what goes into its substance. And so energetically, we can begin to have a higher understanding and intelligence about what is going on with each of us, what's going on with ourselves, how we can begin to understand that if energy is flowing from outside, that we can recognize whether this is something that we want to bring into our field, or we can recognize that it's something that maybe we need to keep out of our field. And so this is a very important part of our own self-maintenance by understanding vibration. And so aromas have vibrations, colors have vibrations, foods have vibrations. So it's a way, we'll be speaking of how to enhance our senses so that we can begin to perceive. So it's not just the vision, the scent of smell, the hearing, the scent of taste. It's a way of combining all these things and expanding it into picking up the vibrational signatures of what's happening around us, but also understanding our own vibrational signature. And there are a lot of things that we can do going into supermarkets and experiencing the food through our eyes, experiencing, well, this works mostly with fresh food, but it can also work with canned and boxed food. Because if you go to the vegetable part of the market and you look at the colors and you choose colors and you allow yourself to experience that color, it's going to be a different experience than if you walk through the aisle and there's nothing but cans. But you could still pick up that can. And you can sense if there's something in it that would be to your disadvantage, or something in it that could sustain you, that could nourish you. And then if you walk through the aisle where it has chemicals and cleaners and pesticides, there's a different vibrational experience. And so what I'll be speaking of is how to take that vibrational experience and use it as a form of understanding and expanding how we communicate with ourselves and communicate in the world. And in this current time in which we are so challenged by what's going on around us, I mean, we've moved to biblical proportions now. It's not just the crazy politicians and their petty conflicts, ego-based conflicts, but we're seeing that they, as well as maybe even our friends and neighbors and family, are having a heightened agitation within themselves. Even each of us individually are experiencing a heightened agitation because we are energetic. We're connected to the earth. So when there's a hurricane, when there's an earthquake, when we have these solar flares, all of that energy is coursing through our being because we're all made of energy. There's this interweaving and connecting. And it's important for us to understand how to ground ourselves in this environment and keep that connection to the consciousness, the vibrational awareness, the vibrational intelligence that will keep us stable so that we don't fly off on an emotional, psychological, or spiritual tangent. It's really important at this time for us to begin to navigate the world through a much more expanded vibrational awareness or vibrational intelligence. And that's really going to be the topic of this lecture on Sunday morning at this expo. And it's going to be really important and magnificent. It's what I do. And it's important because you need that level of discerning so that you could know for sure, well, you're not crazy, that your sense of insecurity, that sense of fear, that sense of agitation is not who you are, that you have a much more capable energy than to be dissipated by everything that's going on around us. And I believe that we're going to need this more and more and more. These are real skill sets that we need in order to be able to navigate this new world that we are in. And if anybody didn't think that we were living in a time of extreme transition, maybe that's what's happening with these weather changes and with these solar flares and with the earthquakes and the hurricanes coming 1, 2, 3 at a time. And the earthquakes are going to be coming. There's going to be a very challenging season. But if we are secure in the knowledge of understanding our own strength within our divinity, within our awareness, when we're connected, as our previous guest spoke of, Sri Arka, it's like when you're connected to that ultimate intuition, that ultimate knowing, then we began to have a certain sense of confidence and an ability to navigate these whole times, the times we're in. So I invite you to join us for that. And for those of you who might miss that, I will also be offering, and I am offering on a continuing basis when the weather permits, an outdoor class in Central Park on Sundays. It's at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and we meet at 96th Street and Central Park West, and we're always right within sight of the entrance. If you miss us at 2 o'clock, you can drop by and find us there, and we do these really powerful exercises to keep our system strong throughout the week so that we can work on cleansing disruptive energies from our bodies and building powerful, connected, and centered energies to sustain us for the week that comes. So if you do have an interest in some of this, perhaps you could come to the lecture on Sunday at the expo or the Vegetarian Vision Expo. You could come to the class on Sunday in Central Park in Manhattan. I also have an ongoing class in Brooklyn on Saturdays at 2 p.m., 2:30 p.m. So there's a lot of information, and you can check it out by going to, you could, well, probably best to just send an email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. For those of you who want to connect, you can send that email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And certainly on the archive page at prn.fm, you can scroll back into some of the shows. You'll find my connecting information. And the information from this program will be there. Certainly within a couple of days, you'll be able to gather that information and see how to make that ongoing connection. We also have a monthly spiritual support group, which you're welcome to connect on that. And that's when we get together again and do some of the shamanic work and work to help sustain each other through these very interesting times. And our next spiritual support group meeting is on the 20th. It's the third Wednesday of the month. This month, it's September 20th from 7 to 9 p.m. It's in Brooklyn. You can get all that information by connecting with me through email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Again, the lecture we spoke to you about during this show, Arkha Dhyana Intuitive Meditation with Srinivas Arkha, and that is Friday, September 15th from 7 to 9 p.m., and you can call 212-260-2866. You can participate in the Vegetarian Vision Workshop this weekend, and it is conveniently located in Manhattan. And you can certainly go to newlifeexpo.com to find out more information. The lecture itself is at Penn Plaza Pavilion, or the Expo, 401 7th Avenue at 33rd Street, and it's Saturday and Sunday, September 9th and 10th. So with all that being said, I just want to thank you very much for joining us this week for Heart of Mind Radio. And I invite you to tune in again next Saturday at 6 p.m. We'll have a lot more information, inspiration, and hopefully something that will help you to empower your life, your experience, and your expression here on this earth plane. Thank you very much, and stay tuned for more great programming over the Progressive Radio Network, prn.fm.